Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we open up the show talking about the Redskins-Ravens preseason game. Redskins fall 23-3. We all know scores in the preseason don't mean anything, but what's your takeaway? You can call us at 800-636-1067. Certainly the offense wasn't sharp, particularly in the first half, where they ended up with less than 50 yards of total offense. They ended up with 47 yards of offense in the first half. They committed 7 penalties for 91 yards. Third downs, they were 2 for 13. They fumbled the ball 3 times. P. Ryan, the rookie who everybody's kind of fired up to see, he fumbled the ball, dropped the pass. Again, it's preseason. Shouldn't necessarily be a big deal, but it's not fun to see like your first team offense total, I think, 3 yards, something like that. I mean, Kirk had a 5-yard pass.
It was 2 3-and-outs.
Rob Kelly ran for 2 yards on 3 carries, and then they were gone.
Right.
Terrell Pryor had a drop. Maybe you say it was a bad pass, whatever.
Two biggest things for me. We've got to figure out what's going on with Cravens and Murphy. A little less concerned about Murphy. Obviously, you want everybody to be healthy. But if I had to pick one, I would prefer a healthy Cravens.
Sure.
And then, two, my biggest concern so far, just from what I've seen, is just the offensive line as a whole. Right? Pass protection, run blocking has to get better. If it does, a lot of that other stuff takes care of itself. As John Kime said, defensively, you know, it was fine. Did okay. Hard to gauge, though, when you don't get any reps against a first-teamer.
You're just not seeing those guys enough.
It's, yeah. So, who knows?
The biggest takeaway, again, is just the injuries. I wouldn't get panicked.
Number one.
I wouldn't get panicked over anything else. I know you're panicking over P. Ryan. I think he'll get better.
I'm not really panicked about him. I think he'll have a marginal impact.
The offensive line, yeah, I think he'll have a bigger impact than that, but that's just me. The offensive line will be fine. But the injuries to Cravens and Murphy would be huge.
You think the offensive line's going to be just fine? I don't think it is, necessarily.
I think it'll be fine.
I don't think Sean Laval's great. And
Spencer Long.
I don't know. Spencer Long, everyone's hyping him up, but I don't know. I think the interior of line of this line has been a question for a long, long time. And they resolved it a little bit when they drafted Sheriff.
Yeah.
He made the Pro Bowl last year.
He's a Pro Bowler.
Okay. But they still, in my opinion, still have issues. You look at their production last year, they had, I think it's 7 games, maybe it's 6. At least 6 games where they're leading rusher gained 65 yards or less, right? They weren't able to establish a run last year.
Well, not consistently.
That's because their backs aren't very good.
And probably the line is subpar.
I think if the holes
maybe
were there,
they had some guys getting hurt yesterday. They were shifting guys around last year.
They became a pretty good pass-blocking team, but run blocking
no
is not
their
strength.
No line has 5 Pro Bowlers. I think that for the majority of that line is fine. Maybe there's a question about Laval. Who knows?
I think it's a very average offensive line. Very average is where I would put it at. This is, you know, but I don't know anything. I'm just a dumb DJ. I'm like the guy that grabbed Taylor Swift's ass. I don't know anything.
That's not the biggest issue on this team.
The offensive line?
Right.
Might be. Let's go to Mo.
I don't think so. Could be the secondary now.
Mo, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
My biggest takeaway from last night was just lack of preparation. Although our starters didn't really see enough time for you to draw a legitimate conclusion, but the other levels of our depth chart was not prepared. Guys were missing tackles. Guys weren't in the correct positions. Guys were fumbling balls. You know, and when I went to camp, I kind of got that feeling. I didn't know it was going to be this bad, but when you watch the demeanor in the players at camp and how they're just playing around and there's not much structure, I can understand why Ryan Anderson would say that he had tougher practices in college. I mean, my dad always said you play like you practice, and they don't practice seriously, at least from what I gathered. And it wasn't a surprise when I saw a lack of production in that game because They weren't crisp at practice. You know, they were dropping balls. I mean, consecutive passes hitting the ground in training camp. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I guess the biggest takeaway for me is the fact that, one, we weren't prepared, and two, I'm just mad at myself for just feeding into it. I know it's just the first game, but, I mean, they got a lot of work to do.
You can't overreact because, take, for example, the first pass. All right, it was a little high, a little behind. But if Pryor brings that down and it's a first down, all of a sudden the offense is rolling. Here's what Kirk Cousins said, though, about the slow start last night.
Yeah, we prefer to, you know, get in a rhythm over time throughout a whole game. And obviously, if you have four quarters, you'd like to think you'd eventually get going. But we always talk about starting fast, and you can't wait until the second or third quarter to get going. Many times in the NFL, that won't be enough time. So we want to start fast, and probably didn't do enough tonight to start fast. But we talked about in Richmond a few days ago that we see different coverages and different blitzes and different fronts from defenses other than the one we're going against every day in practice. And that was true tonight. We saw a lot more man coverage, a couple different pick stunts and pressures. And
I think I heard Joe Theismann point out that in the preseason and training camp that Kirk's actually making some throws to kind of find out about guys. Can he throw high? And one thing that Kirk said afterwards, you know, he admitted he threw the ball a little bit high, but then in just the training camp with the players not hitting, you know, Terrell may be able to bring that down a little bit easier, but it's a different situation in the game. The windows are tighter and, you know, threw a little high.
But he does have bigger receivers to throw to now with Pryor, with a Dachson, if he can get back on the field. Brian Quick is brought in. I think he's 6'3". So, you know, outside of Crowder, all these guys are taller. So he does have a little more, I would think, margin for error throwing high balls to these guys because they can actually go up and get it, unlike shrimps like Deshaun and Pierre. And I'm 5'8", calling guys that are 5'11", shrimps, but that's right. The way it is.
It's relative.
In the NFL.
Yeah,
guys are tiny.
I saw Mitchell Trubisky, and I was telling the guys earlier when they're showing the highlights, and I watched some of it live last night. To me, he looks small. And then Jason was telling me, he's like 6'3", 6'4". I was like, really?
Yeah.
But I think under center with the 6'6" giant, he looks small.
Yeah, all those guys, I mean, they could look big on Saturdays, but they could look small on Sundays.
He's listed as 6'2". So yeah. Maybe
he's 6'2". It's probably average for a quarterback in the NFL. Maybe a little bit smaller than average.
My biggest
6'2", 6'3" is a pretty big kid.
Yep.
Beyond the injuries, which we all is a given. That's the number one takeaway from the game yesterday. If you take away the injuries, it just reinforced the notion that we haven't really been able to run the ball for a while. And
no.
I don't see any hope.
My biggest takeaway, I already knew this before the game, preseason football is boring.
It's terrible.
It's just a boring product.
It's terrible,
but it's
terrible
something
product.
You have to get through to get to the regular season.
It's so silly, too, because in college football, they don't play any preseason games. They roll it out there and do it.
That's right.
Now, the offensive line, though, a lot of people have talked about the continuity. It's a positive. They're bringing back the same guys. But as you said, they haven't been a great run-blocking team the last couple of years. This is what Gruden said about the O-line.
How disappointed were you with the run game, and how will you be able to measure the backs after a performance like that?
Yeah, we didn't get a lot of movement. We had a couple hits there in the second half, but overall, just not a lot of movement. And hats off to the Raven defense. They're stout. They got some big guys up the middle. Mosley in the middle is a heck of a linebacker. So very good defense for your first six plays, but that's no excuse. We got to do better.
In the first half, I believe, so I'm eating my kava, 10 carries, 10 yards. First half, first team and second team.
Hey, my guy Matt Jones was negative.
Yeah, that's right. The guy you love.
You're hyping up. He's your guy.
Dude, if they're holes, he'll be fine. There are no holes.
I know. It's just funny.
And they can scheme up pass protection things, right? They can bring in extra tight ends. They can do that sort of thing. And I suppose you can do that on some level, too, with the run game. But I don't know. That's what I'm nervous about. If I was to be nervous about anything beyond the injuries. All right, let's go to Cordell real quick. Cordell, what's up,
hey, what's
buddy?
What's up, guys?
Cordell, what's going on?
I don't want to overreact to last night, but there are a few things that concern me that I see repeatedly. So, number one, that third and short dive play got to go. I'm sick of watching it. It goes nowhere. We get no push in the middle. Just throw it out. Stretch the field. Stretch the line. Get open up a gap somehow. Number two, which was kind of a plus to me, is that Colt McCoy looked like complete garbage. And honestly, I think that will give all these people that think that you could just plug any quarterback in and do what Kirk's doing, and people that's comfortable with riding out with Colt McCoy, I think that needs to go to rest because he's playing against second or third teamers. And I think by the end of preseason, if he continues to play like this, Nagy's not too far of a gap between him and Nate Sudfeld from what I saw last night. But another thing, Sewell Cravens looks like glass. I like him, but if he can't stay on the field, and I didn't even see him make a tackle, but somehow he has a knee injury. Stuff like that concerns me. But the rest, I understand it's the first game of the preseason. I'm not ready to overreact, but that's pretty much my takeaway.
What'd you have for dinner last night, Cordell? Real quick.
Last night I had a good dinner. I had a pork chop. I had spinach with some the cinnamon applesauce, a little cut cinnamon applesauce.
Nice. What'd you wash it down
like
with,
a Mott's.
Cordell? What'd you wash it down with?
That Cabernet. I still got some more, man.
Yeah, man. He's not going to go through the whole bottle in one night.
Nice. Oh,
drinking out of the bottle, of course.
Sure. All right. Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Thank you, buddy.
Cordell's becoming a regular.
I like him. I'm a big fan. All right, we'll try it one more time. If people want to chime in on it, otherwise we'll just move on. Nats had a nice win, 15 games up. But this is your chance. If you want to chime in on the Skins, did you see anything positive? Jonathan Allen made a play.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Anderson made some plays. It wasn't all bad.
Nico Marley had 4 or 5 tackles.
Dustin Hopkins kicked a 49-yarder.
Tress White was busy. He had 9 punts.
He had 9 punts.
9.
All right, 800.
He had more punts than they had first downs.
636-1067. We'll bang out your calls when we come back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.